Your eyes are getting heavier and heavier, and you want to let yourself sink. You are allowing yourself to sink into a deeper, deeper, relaxed state. You want to allow your whole body, especially your eyes, go deeper and deeper into a totally free, warm, relaxed state. And now you're letting yourself go even deeper and deeper. You want to fully relax and get your body out of your way and just go deeper and deeper into a fully free and easy, relaxed state. You're only listening to the sound of my voice. That's all you're focusing on and all you want to hear. The sound of my voice. You want to stay in this relaxed state and be fully aware of my voice and do what I describe because you want to. You want to be relaxed. You want to rid yourself of your anxieties. And you know that this will help you relax. Relax and listen. Relax and listen. Go into a fully free and relaxed state. You're only focusing on my voice, and you allow yourself to listen carefully to what I am telling you. You allow yourself to listen carefully to what I describe. You will remember everything I tell you. And after you awake from this relaxed state, you will feel very good because you will remember everything and use what you hear. Use it for you. Use it to put away all your anxiety about your anxiety. You will remember everything I tell you and use it every day. Whenever you feel anxious about anything, you will remember what I tell you now in this relaxed state, and you will be able to fully focus on it and concentrate on it very well and do exactly what we are talking about. Relax and allow your anxiety to flow away. Relax and let the anxiety go. Whenever you get anxious about anything, you will begin to realize that the reason you are anxious is because you are saying to yourself, telling yourself, I must succeed, I must do this, or I must not do that. You will clearly see and fully accept that your anxiety comes from your self-statements. It doesn't come from outside. It doesn't come from other people. You make yourself anxious by demanding that something must go well or must not exist. It is your demand that makes you anxious. It is your self-talk, and therefore you can learn to control it and learn to change it. You will come to realize I make myself anxious, but I don't have to keep making myself anxious. If I give up my demands, my musts, my shoulds, if I can learn to accept what is, to accept things the way they are rather than the way I think they should be, then I won't be anxious. I can always calm myself by giving up my demands, by relaxing. I can want and need things, but I don't have to insist or demand. You can tell yourself, I can ask for things, I can want, I can wish, but I don't need what I want. I never need what I want. There is nothing I must have, and there is nothing I must avoid, including my anxiety. I can get rid of it, I will get rid of it, but I don't need to tell myself I must not be anxious. I shouldn't be anxious. Anxiety won't kill me. There are many unpleasant things in the world that I don't like, but I can stand them. I can stand them. I don't have to avoid them. If I'm anxious, I'm anxious. So what? That's just the way it is. I am in control of my emotional destiny. As long as I don't feel that I have to succeed at everything, that is what destroys me, is the idea that I have to succeed, or that I have to get rid of my anxiety. In your daily life, after listening to this regularly, you will think and continue to think these things. Whenever you are anxious, you will look at your thinking that is causing you to be anxious and begin to let go of your demands and your shoulds. You will dispute your ideas such as, I must do well, I must get people to like me, they must not criticize me, it's terrible when they criticize me. You will ask yourself instead, why must I do well? It might be nice if people like me, but they don't need to. I don't need their approval. If they criticize me, or if they blame me, so what? I don't need their approval. I might like their approval, but I really don't need it. I might also like to not be anxious, but there's no reason I have to be. That's right. There is no reason I must not be anxious. It might be preferable, but it is not necessary. It might be unpleasant for a while, but I can handle it. None of the things I fail at are going to kill me. And when I do die, as I eventually will, so I die. Death is not horrible. It is just another state. So I certainly do not need to be afraid of that. And even if I get extremely anxious and go crazy, that isn't terrible either. If I tell myself I must not go crazy, I must not go crazy, then I will make myself miserable. But so what? Even then, I can live with it and not depress myself about it. Nothing is terrible, even when people don't like me, even when I'm acting stupidly, even when I'm very anxious. Nothing is terrible. I can stand it. It's only an unpleasant pain. Now, this is what you can think in your everyday life, whenever you get anxious about anything. You will see that you are anxious, and you will realize that you are demanding, telling yourself that it must be the way you want. I must get well. I must not be anxious. Everything must be okay. But then you will stop and tell yourself, I don't need to say those things to myself. If these things happen, they happen. So what? It's not the end of the world. I might like to not be anxious. I might like other people to approve of me. But if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. So what? It's not the end of everything. I can still be happy in spite of failures, anxiety, or disapproval. If I don't demand, if I don't insist, if I don't say I must. Musts are crazy. My desires are all right, but I don't need what I desire. I can strive to achieve my desires, but I don't have to have them. Now, this is what you can continue working at every day. You can continue to use your head, your thinking ability, to concentrate, to focus, to let go of your anxiety, just as you are listening and concentrating now. Your concentration will get better and better. You will be more in control of your thoughts and your feelings. You will realize more and more that you create your anxiety. You make yourself upset, but you don't have to. You don't have to keep doing so. You can choose to give up your anxiety. You can always change. You can allow yourself to relax by giving up your demands, even the demands for change. You can strive for change, but you don't have to have it. Just allow yourself to relax and not take anyone, not take anything too seriously. This is what you will remember and work at in your daily life. This idea you will take with you all day, every day. I control me. I don't have to be upset about anything. If I do upset myself, so what? I might be upset for a while, but it won't ruin my life or kill me. And I can be anxious without putting myself down, without saying I must not be anxious. At times I will be anxious, but I can begin to give up my anxiety if I don't demand that I not be anxious. And you will get better and better at thinking in this rational way. You will become more in control of you. You won't be totally in control because nobody is ever totally in control and not anxious. But you will make yourself less anxious and more able to live with it. And the more able you are to live with it, the more it will go away. Nothing is terrible. That's what you will realize and keep thinking about until you really believe it. Now, I wonder if you may be one of those people who believe that they can't settle for less than perfection, and that you might as well not even try if you can't do something just right or perfectly. Many people make themselves miserable by striving to be the best, superior, or perfect. They become enslaved by the unreasonable goal of perfection or superiority. They mistakenly believe that the only thing worth being in life is a star, above other people, the best, first, or perfect. That is the belief that will bring misery. Expecting perfection from yourself and others leads to disappointment and depression because we are all human and imperfect. When we have a goal of perfection, we will automatically feel inadequate because we can't reach that goal. I think, however, that you will feel better if you can change your goal from being perfect to being competent and strive towards that goal. Life can be so much more enjoyable, so much more rewarding, when our goal is simply to do things well and just keep gradually improving. I would like you to appreciate the value, the benefit of accepting yourself as imperfect. But but in the process of growing, in the process of learning, and getting better and better. This natural process of change is generally a process of taking a series of steps. We roll over and learn to crawl before we learn to walk or run. We learn addition before we learn multiplication or algebra. The natural order of things is gradual growth and improvement. We change gradually, certainly not overnight. We change by taking a series of steps. No one can leap up an entire staircase, and certainly can't leap over a tall building in a single bound. We are human, and it is unrealistic to expect ourselves to be superhuman. And different people make progress in different ways. So I would like to suggest that you be patient with yourself. You have your own unique process of growth. And I would like you to really enjoy each small improvement, each small change. Experience each change fully and take credit for the improvement and gains you make. I would like you to appreciate how you make changes and not become impatient with how fast or slow those things take place. And as you accept the goal of being competent and not being perfect or superior, your relationships with people will become more gratifying, more harmonious. People who strive to be perfect, the best, or superior to others often come to view the world as a competitive, unpleasant, dog-eat-dog world. People often dislike them. When your goal is to be better than others, you're always miserable and insecure. It is impossible to determine who is the best, and then you always fall short. But you can free yourself from the tyranny of being perfect. It can be so gratifying, so refreshing, to let go of being perfect and simply strive to make a contribution. When you strive to make a contribution in life, people become friends and allies instead of threatening competitors. You begin to view people in a different way and to develop a bond with others that helps you to contribute because you are no longer competing. The goal is now cooperation, not competition. What a relief for you to be free from the burden of trying to be perfect or the best or superior. It is also so much more freeing, so natural, so satisfying to accept yourself as an imperfect human, but in the process of improving and growing. There's no need to compete with anyone because you are focused on doing the best you can do to contribute without having to be perfect. There's no need to compete with anyone because there's no way to ultimately determine who is best anyway. And I wonder if you might be surprised at how attracted and enthusiastic you will become about the goal of cooperating and working together and making a contribution instead of trying to be perfect or superior. And I wonder if you will begin to notice how spontaneously and how easily it occurs to cooperate with people and to think in terms of making a contribution. It will feel like such a relief, like becoming a member of the human family. And you can celebrate your humanness and the joy of having the courage to be imperfect. We've all made mistakes. I'm sure that you can recall a time that you made a mistake that taught you something. Even though it might be unpleasant, you can recall making a mistake that you learned something valuable from. And as you recall that memory, I want you to begin to appreciate the fact that without having made mistakes like that, you would have never learned and progressed. As a kid, did you ever touch a hot stove and burn yourself? Many of us have had that experience, and we learned something very important from that, even though it was very unpleasant. Having the pain of a burn allows you to learn to be cautious of fire. However, that doesn't mean you avoid fire completely. You just learn how to handle fire appropriately. Your imperfect mistakes have been opportunities for a wealth of learning that have formed a foundation to build on. But don't be mistaken about mistakes. The more unpleasant it is, the more opportunity you have to learn something valuable. And yet so many people are afraid to try for fear that they'll make mistakes. And when they do make a mistake, they try to cover it up for fear that people will think less of them or think that they are weak or stupid. But I would like you to appreciate the fact that mistakes are not only tolerable, but are actually desirable, because we learn from making mistakes. Have you ever been around someone who is afraid to admit that they made a mistake? They are very tense and defensive. They find it hard to grow and improve. It may be uncomfortable to be around them even. I'd like you to consider the benefit of having the courage to be imperfect. Have you ever had the experience of finding that when you see someone make an error or a mistake, you actually feel relieved to see that they are human too? Most people feel more willing to have a relationship with someone who is imperfectly human rather than someone who seems perfect or better than them. And if someone does criticize you for making an honest mistake, I wonder if you might even find it an interesting growth experience to tell friends when you make a mistake or about a mistake you've made instead of trying to hide and cover them up. In fact, wouldn't it be fascinating as a way of giving yourself practice at being imperfect and human? If your subconscious mind would arrange for you to make some minor mistakes. And while your subconscious mind might take a kind of pleasure at letting you be human, I don't know at first if it will make you a little nervous, or if it will in a strange sort of way be kind of fun or almost amusing to find that you can make an occasional silly mistake. Or maybe it will just give you the feeling of welcome to the human race. You don't have to be so perfect. You don't have to be so cautious or so worried about what others might think. You can be imperfectly you, and that is okay. Deep inside, you can begin to get the feeling that it is really all right to be human and to make some mistakes so that you can learn and grow more rapidly. Right now, you feel free and warm and fully relaxed. In a few moments, I will tell you to come out of this relaxed state. You will have a good day. You will feel fine when you come out of this relaxed state. You will remember everything I just said to you, and you will keep working at using it. You will continue to listen to this frequently until you really believe it and follow it. Eventually, you will be able to follow these directions and to think your way out of anxiety and out of the anxiety about being anxious. You will then be able to think yourself out of anxiety all by yourself. You will be able to relax and use the self-talk you are learning when you listen to this. You will accept yourself with your anxiety, and instead of telling yourself, "I must not be anxious," you will tell yourself, "I don't like anxiety, I'll work to give it up, but I don't have to get rid of it. I am in control of my emotional destiny. I can relax and help myself feel comfortable and free. I can get away from cares for a while, but I can accept the anxiety instead of fighting it so desperately. I can stop telling myself it's awful to be anxious. Now, whenever you are ready, you may slowly become more aware of your surroundings until you are ready to open your eyes. Continuing to feel relaxed and being able to have a good day.